holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Jesus healed Peter's mother-in-law. Can you believe it?
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a splendid, wonderful day, and you are wonderful listeners. I'm glad that you're here. I pray that God does something good for you and your family and your friends and your community. Today, I pray that He does that thing for you, because, hey, we all need a healing sometime, don't we? We all need some help sometime. I know we do. I know I do. Now, listen, head on over to podbean.com. Let's go back. Podbean, not Hot Bean. Podbean.com and download the broadcast and share and share and share until you can't share no more, okay? Do that thing for me. Now, before we get into the lesson, let's talk about this. There's enough hate in the world. There's enough hate. Wouldn't you agree? There's enough hate in the world. So stop participating. Just don't participate in any hate. I don't care where it comes from. Don't participate in any kind of hate. Even if they don't believe like you, don't participate in the hate. Even though they don't have the same culture as you, don't participate in the hate. We have enough of that. Listen, ultimately, the devil hates us. He hates all human beings. He don't love nobody. He hates all human beings. And he's trying to tear us all down. And if he can distract us by tearing each other down, that just, you know, that expands his army. That expands his will of what he wants to do. So don't participate in any hate. Don't participate in it. We have enough of it out there already. I'm telling you, it used to be a thing where it was just from one race to the next, from a culture to the next. Now it's all in the family. It's all political. It's all spiritual. It used to be a thing where if you talk about Jesus too much, nobody want to be around you. You know, now you talk about too many politics. You talk about what the left is doing. You talk about what the right is doing. It just develops more and more hate. Not that some of the stuff is right on both sides. You get what I'm saying? Some of the stuff is right. Some of the comments and some of the thought patterns are right on both sides. But the thing comes in is when we choose sides, and then we choose not to hear what the other side opposite to us is actually trying to say. And when we do that, it develops a hate. Now, if you're going to have these discussions, if you're going to have a political discussion, you're going to have a spiritual discussion, any kind of discussion with anybody that doesn't believe like you, you have to be willing to hear what they are saying. Be willing to understand what they mean, even though you might not agree with it, but you understand why they come to that conclusion. Don't participate in the hate, man. When you stop trying to listen to other people, that's when the hate starts. You try to just get everybody to do what you want them to do, or if they don't do what you want them to do, then they're not, they're underneath you, and they're beneath you and beneath everything that you stand for, huh? Don't participate in hate. Don't participate in it. Listen, you have other things to do, other positive things, non-hateful things to do, than to sit there and participate in hate and then call on the name of Jesus and say that you love Jesus, but you're participating in the hate of it. And so what? They're sinners. They're not going to believe like you, and you don't get everything right. They might be sinners. God still let them live. God is still fair. He was fair to you. He was fair to me. So I try to be fair to everybody. Sure, they might not look the way they might not do the things I would do. I would never do this, or I would never do that. And they did those things, But that don't mean that I mistreat them or I begin to hate them. Mm-mm. The only hate that's in between us is the hate between us and the devil. You know, because it says, what was it? He was going to hate Eve's offspring, and Eve's offspring going to hate him and everything. Or Eve's offspring going to hate his offspring and so on. I mean, this is. But the thing is, the devil has tricked us so bad to where he gets us doing the things that he loves, and he's supposed to hate us, right? And we're supposed to hate him. But hey, all I'm telling you is, don't hate other people. Don't hate other people. Give everybody a chance. You know, even though they might be wrong, some people might be terrible in some of the things that they're doing. You might be terrible. I might be terrible. But give people a chance. Give people a chance. That's what God does. You might see some healing in the place when you give people a chance. You know why? Because now you're asking God to bless them instead of you hating them and say, God, get them. You're saying, God, well, your will be done in their lives, that they might be the best person that they can be. And, you know, you never know what God's plan is. God might bring them from one place to the next. You just never know what God's doing, man. It's the wonderful. That's the wonderful thing about God. He's so wonderful. You don't even know what he's doing. And you don't know how he's working, but all you can do is trust him. Trust that he is doing that thing and doing it well. That's all you can do. Now, that's going over to the lesson. We're going to Matthew chapter 8. I think we'll start at verse number 16. I think that's what it is. Matthew 8, verse number 16. Better yet, let's start at 14. Jesus healed many people. Okay, let's start at 14. We're going to just watch what happens. Just watch what happens. Number 14, when Jesus arrived at Peter's house. Now, Jesus went over to Peter's house. How many of y'all want the Lord to come by your house? Listen, there's some days you don't want the Lord to come by your house. You don't want him to see what you're doing. I'm just kidding. Look, when the Lord went to Peter's house, right? He says when he arrived at Peter's house, Peter's mother-in-law was sick in the bed with a high fever. She was sick in the bed with a high fever. And see, now at 15, but when Jesus touched her hand, touched her hand, and the fever left. Now, for those of you who are experiencing C-19, you just want God to do whatever he needs to do so that whole thing, fever, coughing, loss of taste, any kind of sickness that you're experiencing, you want God to just touch and for it to leave. It says here that he touched her hand and the fever left. Now, God can still touch you from heaven. He can touch you. So believe that he can still touch and heal. This is just what we're reading, but he can still do those things. He still does those things, even in heaven, even in the spirit, he does those things. But when Jesus touched her hand, the fever left her. Then she got up and prepared food for him. See, a lot of times when God heals us, we don't do nothing for him after that. Or we forget and we're just so happy that he healed us and we just go on with life and go back to doing what we were doing. Here's the thing here. When he heals you, go do something for him. Go do something for the Lord. When the Lord heals you, go do something for the Lord. No matter if it's a simple cold, COVID, flu, fever, whatever, your heart condition, blood disease, any kind of thing, cancer. When God heals you, go do something for him. It says here that she got up and prepared food for him. I don't know if she prepared food for the whole family, but this says she prepared food for him. Verse number 16. That evening, many demon-possessed people were brought to Jesus. Now, you know the demon people weren't bringing demon-possessed people to Jesus. So it had to have been believers bringing demon-possessed people to Jesus. They brought them to him. He cast out the evil spirits with a simple command, and he healed all the sick, not some, but all the sick. So he cast out devils, demons, and then he healed all the sick. Now, wait a minute. Let me go back. Now, when I said that the demon people weren't bringing demon possessed people to Jesus, I was saying the unbelievers weren't bringing the demon possessed to Jesus, is what I was saying. Now, if there were, so be it. But generally, people who don't believe don't want no participation in what Jesus has to do or what Jesus is doing healing people. They don't want. He couldn't even go to certain towns because the people didn't have belief. Their unbelief is what kept him from helping people. Imagine that. Unbelief is what keeps God from helping people, from healing people. Unbelief does that. So it says here in the evening, many demon possessed people were brought to Jesus. He cast out the evil spirits with a simple command and he healed all the sick. He healed all the sick. Verse number 17. This fulfilled the word of the Lord through the prophet Isaiah, who said these things. He said, he took our sicknesses and removed our diseases. See, when it talks about these things were done because of Jesus, he said, I came in the volume of the book. It was because of me that all this was written or whatever. And so when we start talking about that, we're talking about long before he healed the people on that day that he healed Peter's mother-in-law. That day when he cast out devils and healed the sick, that was a part of a prophecy that was given long before this was written. Given long before this was written. So God knows what we need. He's made promises already. He said, cast our cares on him. He cares for us. He will heal. He has healed. It's the same Jesus. And so when he heals us now, it's the same thing. He took away our sicknesses and removed our diseases. We have a lot of sicknesses out there today. A lot of diseases out there today. But instead of asking God to heal, it's easier to just get some type of prescription of some sort. You know, and I understand we have to get prescriptions. I understand we have to get vaccines and all that. But what I'm saying is, a lot of times we should try things that the Lord has already done. We should say, Lord, now if you've done this for these people, you healed this person of a fever, you did all that, you could do the same thing for me. Jesus healed Peter's mother-in-law.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.